This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. EU officials are holding talks in Kyiv with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in a show of support for the country. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and European Council President Charles Michel, as well as 15 European commissioners, are in the Ukrainian capital for what they describe as a summit meeting. The last such get-together was held there in October 2021, a few months before the war started. EU assistance for Ukraine has reached around $55 billion since the fighting started, providing Ukraine with financial and humanitarian aid, among other things. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pope Francis on Friday arrived in South Sudan, a young African nation struggling with war, poverty, and floods, for an unprecedented joint so-called pilgrimage of peace with his Anglican and Scottish Presbyterian counterparts. South Sudan broke away from Sudan to become independent in 2011 after decades of conflict, but civil war erupted in 2013. On the eve of the Pope's arrival, 27 people were killed in central South Sudan in violence between cattle herders and local militia. Turkey said on Friday Western nations, including the United States and Germany, had not given it any information to back up their assertions that security threats had prompted them to close their missions in the country. Its foreign minister suggested the powers may have been trying to portray Turkey as a volatile state when they temporarily shut embassies and consulates and issued travel warnings following Quran-burning incidents in Europe. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. China said on Friday an airship that's flying over the United States is for civilian, meteorological, and other scientific purposes, and voiced regret that it strayed into U.S. airspace. U.S. officials said on Thursday that a Chinese spy balloon has been flying over the United States for a couple days in what would be a brazen act just ahead of a planned trip to Beijing by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations met on Friday in Jakarta, kicking off Indonesia's chairmanship of the Southeast Asian bloc. Indonesia's foreign minister said their chairmanship would be geared towards Myanmar and their ongoing crisis.
The meeting is dedicated to discuss the Myanmar issue in an open, in-depth, and frank manner as one family.
Indonesia plans to send a top general to Myanmar to talk to its junta leaders in the hope of showing Myanmar's military rulers how Indonesia made a successful transition to democracy, President Joko Widodo had said on Wednesday. Pakistan's political and military leaders met in Peshawar on Friday to discuss responses to what the prime minister called a new wave of terrorism, 4 days after a mosque blast killed more than 100 people in the city. A suspected Islamist suicide bomber blew himself up during prayers in a highly fortified area of the northwestern city, housing police and counterterrorism offices on Monday. Police said the attacker wore a police uniform. U.S. President Joe Biden heads to Philadelphia today to promote lead pipe replacement and address a National Democratic Party meeting, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
He hasn't announced a re-election campaign, but some of President Biden's likely themes will be on display tonight at a Democratic National Committee gathering in Philadelphia. With the State of the Union address coming up next week, Biden has been talking about unity, infrastructure, jobs, and manufacturing. The DNC says Biden's speech will highlight Republican efforts to undermine the progress the president says he's made during his first 2 years, a theme he hit on during a speech in New York earlier this week. Jennifer King, Washington.
A man arrested at the late Queen Elizabeth's Windsor Castle home with a loaded crossbow pleaded guilty in a London court on Friday to an offense under the Treason Act and threatening to kill the monarch. The 21-year-old admitted the offenses after he was arrested on the grounds of the castle on Christmas Day 2021. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.